I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. There's more news on the financial scandal front today. Lawyers are now taking some heat for problems in the mutual fund industry. Before we hear how this will affect you and your pocketbook, we've got some corporate trial updates as well. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Hi, Tess. First, the lawyers. What's their role in this mutual fund scandal?
Well, Alex, apparently they need a little bit of remedial training in law school on how to tell time. The word today is that even though the law says mutual fund traders have to finish up their business when the markets close at 4 o'clock Eastern time, some trading companies' attorneys told them to go ahead and trade as late as 5:45. Now, how they arrived at that hour, we're not quite sure. But the New York Attorney General and other regulators are saying 4 o'clock is 4 o'clock, and if you trade it after that, you're in trouble, and maybe your lawyers should be too.
And another mutual fund company is now under investigation?
Yes, Invesco Funds, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and again, New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer, are filing civil charges against the company and some of its top executives. They're accused of allowing hedge fund managers to do some of this improper trading with Invesco Mutual Funds. Now, Alex, we've talked before about the difference between late day trading, which is illegal, and market timing, which is discouraged, but not illegal. And this is the legal but discouraged kind that Invesco was allegedly involved in. And the company denies it, that it did anything wrong.
What about the corporate trials? You say there's an update there.
Yeah, first there was a bit of news out of the Tyco trial. That's the one where the CEO and the CFO are charged with stealing about $600 million from the company in unauthorized pay and illicit stock sales. The trial is 2 months old, and we heard from the former director of the executive treasury yesterday, who handled all their accounts, and she testified about paying Dennis Kozlowski's bills, including, for example, charges to build his yacht, which were paid for by the company.
Mm.
And another trial started yesterday. The billionaire casino operator Kirk Kerkorian is suing Daimler Chrysler. He was the largest shareholder in pre-merger Chrysler, and he says that Daimler-Benz promised it would basically keep the two companies as separate entities, but that it's now just one big German company, so Kerkorian is suing.
Aha. Uh-huh. And what about yet another executive, Frank Quattrone?
Right. You'll remember that he's the former star investment banker for Credit Suisse First Boston, and a jury was unable to come to a verdict on him in October for allegedly urging his staff to delete a bunch of email files. Prosecutors are going to get another shot at him with a second trial, which is now set to start on March 22nd. And here in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at cheaper malaria medications for the developing world.
Great. Thank you, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.